T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our top local story on WBBM, a contractor from West Suburban Lombard's been held hostage by the Taliban in Afghanistan for more than 2 years, but he's now been released. Mark Frericks is a Navy veteran who spent more than 10 years in Afghanistan as a civilian contractor. He was abducted in January of 2020. Here's an excerpt of a video posted in April by The New Yorker showing Frericks pleading with the Taliban for his release.
Release me so that I may be reunited with my family. Thank you.
Family members say Frericks was released as the U.S. also freed a Taliban drug lord who was being held in this country. The Biden administration has not confirmed details of the prisoner swap.
A lightning strike started a house fire in the western suburbs late last night.
According to the city of Naperville, a 911 call came in just before 11 o'clock last night from a resident of a single-family home in the 4600 block of Corktree Road. The resident said lightning had hit the house. When firefighters arrived, fire was coming out of the roof. The fire was deemed under control in 8 minutes, but firefighters stayed around for another half hour, putting out hot spots. All 4 residents of the home made it out safely. The Naperville Engineering and Development team estimated the damages at $30,000. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Police in north suburban Lake County are investigating the shooting death of a man whose body was found along the Lake Michigan shoreline on Saturday. The victim's name has not yet been released. Police say he got into a confrontation with 2 men along Cliff Road and was shot during the encounter. Authorities later executed a search warrant at the Davo Avenue home of 20-year-old Nicholas Caban and arrested him on gun charges. They say a weapon was found in his home, but it was not connected to the shooting death. Caban's been identified as one of the 2 people involved in the confrontation.
A man who broke into a home in Kenosha was shot and killed by the homeowner.
The incident happened Friday evening, according to Kenosha police, after someone reported a person was damaging vehicles and trying to enter homes. The suspect eventually broke into a home and attacked the homeowner. Police said the homeowner fought back and the intruder was subsequently killed during the struggle. Police did not say how the home invader died, and no arrests were immediately reported. That's the latest from Kenosha.
And that was WBBM's Roger Plummer reporting.
Police are looking for suspects connected to a series of car burglaries and at least one strong-armed robbery in the north suburbs.
Wilmette police are asking residents and business owners to come forward with doorbell or other surveillance footage that may help in identifying several suspects in unlocked car burglaries, all happening within the same area early Friday morning and the same time frame as a strong-armed robbery of a man who was pulled from his car, beaten, and robbed with his wallet and keys taken from him. At least one arrest has been made, but police do believe that several more suspects remain at large. The car burglaries were reported in the 3500 block of Illinois Road, 1100 block of Manor Drive, the 3500 block of Elmwood Drive, 2600 block of Wilmette Avenue, 400 block of Highcrest Drive, and the 400 block of Brookside. Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
A group of migrants has now been moved out of southwest suburban Burr Ridge. The group was bused to Chicago from the Texas-Mexico border. State officials moved them to a hotel in Burr Ridge where the mayor complained about not being notified by the state of Illinois. The state has not yet said where the migrants have been taken.
An Indiana woman accused of abandoning her 5-year-old autistic son on an Ohio street earlier this year is pleading guilty to child endangerment charges. Prosecutors say 33-year-old Heather Adkins drove from Indiana to Tennessee to drop off 2 of her 3 children with a friend, but she abandoned her son on a dead-end street near Cincinnati. Officials say the boy is nonverbal. He was found by passing motorists as he tried to wave down cars in the rain. Adkins is scheduled for sentencing later this month. A kidnapping charge was dropped as part of a plea agreement. A priest in Lake Zurich, facing abuse allegations twice, is once again being accused of abusing a minor.
The Archdiocese of Chicago says it has received 2 allegations of sexual abuse of a minor against Father David Ryan, the pastor at St. Francis de Sales Parish in Lake Zurich. Cardinal Blaise Supich has told parishioners in a letter that the Archdiocese has reported the allegations to civil authorities. Cardinal Supich says he has asked Father Ryan to step aside while the investigation is going on. 2 years ago, Father Ryan was accused of sexually abusing minors decades ago at Maryville Academy in Des Plaines. Last year, the Archdiocese reinstated Ryan after it said the allegations were unfounded. And right after that, Ryan faced another abuse allegation and was cleared. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman who died in a house fire early Saturday is being remembered as a friend to all. Chicago firefighters were sent to the area of 105th and Forest for a fire on the second floor of the home. The 71-year-old woman was found unresponsive and pronounced dead after being taken to a hospital. Allison Brown is a neighbor and longtime family friend. She tells CBS 2.
I would just always stop by. You know, I was always coming. She's like, come on in. You know, we was just welcome. Come on in. The door was always open. She was like the go-to lady. She was just a great woman. She was loved by many.
A 77-year-old man was also taken to the hospital and is listed in critical condition. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.